A new group is being formed here in Newfoundland and Labrador to create an inclusive province-wide community interest group on cancer research and public engagement. The group will advise and talk about the research and needs of people affected by cancer in our province. Dr. Sevtap Savash is with the Faculty of Medicine at Memorial University, and she's helping put this group together. She joins the program. Good morning, Dr. Savash.
Good morning, Terry.
Thank you so much for taking time. Why is the risk of developing cancer and dying from it slightly higher here in Newfoundland and Labrador when compared to other Canadian provinces?
We kind of have some ideas about the part of the question, but not for the rest. So I'm going to tell a little bit more about it. We know that we have a higher risk of death from cancer in this province because I think we have a higher incidence rate. So in other words, we get more individuals diagnosed with cancer, and you know cancer sometimes is high mortality disease. So that's one of the reasons, I guess. Having an aging population may be an answer. The other things, we know that there are known risk factors for cancer, such as lifestyle, you know, smoking, having a healthy diet, and having access to medical care as well, including screening programs. So, any of these or all of these may be contributing to this high risk of cancer and death from it in our province, unfortunately.
And tell us a little bit about the public interest group on cancer research.
Oh, yes. So this has been something that we have been thinking for quite a while, and then pandemic happened and it didn't go anywhere. So we said, hey, we are going to do that. So we have a fantastic group of community members, Rebecca Room, Doe Smith. I really would like to acknowledge them here. They were fantastic. We have an oncologist, Dr. Terry Stockless. We have an Eastern Health Administrator, Dr. Farah McCraight, and myself and my colleague at Faculty of Medicine, Dr. Holly Etchegard. So we are the six individuals who are really interested in having a province-wide public interest group. We want to partner with our public members who are affected by cancer. They may be diagnosed with this disease, or someone in their family might be diagnosed with cancer, but we really would like to partner with them, have this committee exchange information and experiences, and we would like them to be really representative of their geographic communities as well, because we want this to be, you know, inclusive from all over the province. Not everything is about the metro region. We have a lot of population and individuals affected by cancer in other parts of province as well. So, yeah, we thought, you know, we really need to partner. We have to get together. We have to exchange information, knowledge. We need to get more about the challenges, issues, difficulties, and priorities of individuals and families affected by cancer. And why this is important? Because when we know this and when it's in a partnership environment, when we get a sense of the real life experiences of individuals, then we can actually address these issues better. We can help improve research studies, or you know, maybe hopefully the clinical services as well. So we thought that this is a great start of an investigator and patient or public partnership, with the main idea and aim of, you know, hearing, learning, and hopefully the cancer-affected individuals in our province through public education as well as research activities.
So what will be expected of participants throughout this process?
So a couple of things comes to my mind. So it all really depends on how much they want to contribute, but there is a spectrum of activities our public members can contribute to. First of all, we want to have remote or teleconference meetings so that we can all together come and talk about our community's challenges, experiences with cancer treatment, and the social or other, you know, economic challenges, etc. So we want to identify after a while, you know, what are the common points that are really standing out, because we also would like to have a diverse group of individuals, not from one region or affected by one cancer, but, you know, a variety of cancers. And we may actually able to, as a committee, identify that, yeah, there are some certain common issues that we really need to look into, and they are missing from our current efforts, like from research as well as public education or clinical service.